The following message is copyrighted by Westminster Theological Seminary. Duplication, distribution, or other use of all or any part of this message is not permitted without prior written consent. Please direct your inquiries to communications@wts.edu. For all other information, please visit the main website at www.wts.edu.
I am thankful for John and Christine Leonard today. This is a bittersweet day. These are bittersweet weeks as John draws near the close of his official full-time calling as a professor here at Westminster Seminary. And yet it's a sweet time for him, I know, as he moves to pastoral ministry. But at the convocation in the fall of 2012, I had the opportunity to give the greeting to new students. And in that greeting, I took the opportunity to introduce students to some of the faculty members. And one was John, one from each department. And here's what I wrote about him then. Dr. Leonard is a committed evangelist and missiologist. He's not only a fisher of men, but a fisher of fish. Technically, he's a fisher of crustaceans. Every year he heads to Florida, where he free dives for lobsters, sometimes 5 feet, sometimes 40 feet. Stick with him for any time at all, and you will go deep into his vision to train you for ministry in our increasingly global and urban world, and that's the truth. I've known John now for 14 and a half years. We came on the faculty the exact same day, July 1st, 1999. He came to us as a veteran church planter and missionary, and he's been a go-to guy in our department from the very beginning. And I'm not sure if you know these things. Shortly after he joined the faculty, he was tasked to take the responsibility of teaching doctrine of the church because Harvey Kahn was failing in health and then passed away. A formidable task. And then, after the retirement of Manny Ortiz and Sue Baker, John was tasked with even more responsibility. And then 7 years ago, under the leadership of academic dean Al Groves, John became the director of the DMIN program. And he's done a great job bringing our programs together from three tracks to one unified DMIN program, introducing an orientation module that it's been a great blessing to our students. Now, he's been the kind of person as a faculty member that he has been in his other ministries. Not whatever is convenient. John is not a whatever is convenient person. He is not a whatever is the easiest person. He is not a whatever is the most expedient person, but he's a whatever it takes to get the job done person. He's a whatever it takes to proclaim the biblical gospel person. He's whatever it takes to help our community get equipped and out there with a gospel person. He's basically a whatever it takes person. And I believe that this is the attitude, that whatever it takes attitude, explains his no-nonsense manner of communication. There's no obfuscation with John. Ironically, when I use the word obfuscation, I'm obfuscating, since obfuscate means to make obscure. But you know what I mean. Anyway, there's none of that obfuscation in John. He says what's on his mind, which has been a bit off-putting to some. But if you listen carefully, you can hear the Galilean accent of a follower of Jesus who's passionate for truth and justice. In Paul's final letter to Timothy, he wrote, "Do the work of an evangelist." And if you've been paying attention, this is what John is doing. His new book, Get Real, is filled with John and Christie's experiences of seeing the gospel change the lives of those to whom they ministered in France and here in Philadelphia. I know it's helped rekindle the fire in my own heart to be aware, be awake, to engage unsaved people around me. Thank you for that book, John. And like all of us on the faculty, John married up. And John and Christy are the parents of three very gifted and lovely daughters, Kimberly, Catherine, and Betsy. These young ladies get their gifts and talents from both of you, but they get their good looks from Christy. And as I wrote for the website, Christy and John are a powerhouse of blessing to those they serve. John, we will miss you. John, I will miss you. But I'm so happy that you both will be nearby to minister to our students and our communities, our community of students and the communities of Mount Airy and Chestnut Hill. So I thank God for you. John, I want to invite you to come up and see if you would like to say a few words to the folks today. And then I will pray for you.
Well, thank you for coming this last day of the semester, the most auspicious of all the chapels. When I came here, Westminster took a chance on me. I didn't have a PhD. And so for the first 7 years, while I was full-time teaching, I got my PhD. For the second 7 years, I planted a church. So the person I need to thank the most in these last past 14 years is my wife, Amen. Who made all that possible. Let me say men. look for a wife like Christy if you're in the ministry, someone who will support you. She's a whatever it takes to get it done kind of person. I'm such a privilege to work here. I'm grateful for the faculty and the staff. You know, Westminster is such a unique place because people come here and take this theology and do strange things with it. Ed Clowney applied it to preaching and made a wonderful impact. Van Til applied it to apologetics and changed the world. CCF applied it to counseling and changed how they think about counseling. Tim Whitmer applied it to elders and changed the way that elders do their work. But I think one of the most radical things that has happened here is Harvey Kahn, Roger Greenway, Manny Ortiz, applied it to missions and pointed us to a huge overlooked part of the world, the city, and changed the world. So it's been a pleasure for me just to be in these halls and rub shoulders, but most of all, I want to thank you, the students, because as I see and get to hear you, I'm very confident about the future, about what lies ahead, because I see God equipping wonderfully talented and gifted people to make a difference in this world. And all I would tell you is, don't just talk about those people. Go and engage them with the gospel. Engage them with the gospel and the world will be a different place. Remember, you don't pastor a church. You pastor a community. The world is your parish. And so thank you so much. God bless you.
Let's join our hearts together in prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you so much for, first of all, the gospel, for this grace that Brandon told us about a few minutes ago. And we thank you that it has touched our lives, that it has changed our lives. And we thank you for the work you're doing, each one of us. We thank you for that work that we've seen in John Leonard's heart and life and ministry. We thank you so much for the ministry that he shared with us over these last 14 and a half years. And we look forward, our God, to partnering with him in different ways in the coming years. We pray your richest blessing upon him and Christy as they continue to do their work in Crescent Valley Church. We ask, O Lord, that his influence of and heart for evangelism would go beyond his church, beyond our seminary, and into the vast community of this world where people need to see that flame of love for the lost fired up again. And so, Lord, we commend him to you. We commit him to you. We rejoice in the gifts you've given to him and the privilege it's been to work with him. We thank you in Jesus' name.